You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Welcome back to the news feeds, Hobby Lobby. What happened? Hobby Lobby, the company that sued the government over Obamacare and won, made headlines again last week for the most unexpected reason imaginable. What really happened? What goes around, it turns out, comes around in the strangest, least likely way possible. How so? Well, let's go back to 2014. 3 years ago, the craft store chain Hobby Lobby won a landmark victory when the U.S. Supreme Court found that corporations could be exempt from providing certain types of health care to their employees if there were legitimate religious reasons for them to oppose providing that care. Yet, while it scored a win against the government in that case, it appears to be losing big this time around. Apparently, the company bought thousands of artifacts smuggled out of Iraq and is now facing millions of dollars in fines. Twitter, naturally, was primed and ready to seize on the moment of Schadenfreude. And what does Hobby Lobby have to say for itself? We should have exercised more oversight and carefully questioned how the acquisitions were handled, company president Steve Green said in a statement. We have accepted responsibility and learned a great deal. The takeaway? Is there any way this could get stranger? Probably, yeah. Math is hard. What happened? U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry gave a less-than-stellar explanation of supply and demand. The Internet noticed. What really happened? As if to remind people that he existed, Rick Perry visited a power plant in West Virginia this week and delivered a gaffe almost targeted at getting him his own dose of Internet derision. Thing is, as many pointed out across the media, that's really not how supply and demand works. Twitter, would you like to comment? The takeaway? This thing is a lot more fun when it's explained with cats. Cute and paste. What happened? A Twitter user employed a little Photoshop magic to heal a broken heart, but ended up healing the world, or at least a small corner of the world for a few seconds. What really happened? As everyone knows, there is at least one surefire way to get over someone. Deleting your ex from photos, replacing them with celebrities, and then placing those pics on social media. What, you're not doing this? As Dunn's tweet went viral, it turned out that plenty of other people wanted to share their experience of doing exactly the same thing. Of course, it wasn't as if people didn't have some notes. Come on, Internet, let Gabby have the Photoshop hunk of her dreams. The takeaway, in the most wonderful postscript to the entire thing, it turns out that Ryan Reynolds is into it. You know, Ryan, if you really wanted to help, you'd offer up shots of yourself with green screen backgrounds to make cropping far easier. Just saying.